See, in the first chapter, the prana and rai are just the murti, the name of the mithunam, no, the pair, the constant factors. But whereas next second chapter, prana is a proper prana itself. That we shouldn't forget. So now this is the general glory of the Upanishad. See, Hiranyagarbha, Virat, everything Sagara Brahma only. Other than conscious, everything Sagara Brahma only. So here, Sagara Brahma means here, not Virat. Hiranyagarbha is the Upasana Devata. So glories we need to know to be able to meditate upon the Devata. Because the question might come, why honestly break our head to know the Stuti of Hiranyagarbha? We feel bored, tired. People, when you don't know the significance, then you feel tired, you feel bored, not important, unnecessary. All the buddhi comes. Nothing is unimportant here. Everything serves a purpose. Why stutihi? If we want to meditate upon something, you should know something about that. Anything you know about a person or devata is what? Something desirable, something enjoyable, something useful. It's a glory, isn't it? Mahima. Okay, now you understand this one. First of all, what is Hiranyagarbha? But I also told you. Sukshma Sharira Upahitam Chaitanyam Hiranyagarbha. That you know. Samashti you have tried, very important. See, Samashti Sukshma Shariram is obtaining in every Vyashti Sukshma Shariram. Samashti pervades the Vyashtihi. Vyashti cannot pervade Samashti, but Samashti pervades Vyashti. This you have to remember. The macrocosm pervades the microcosm. Samashtihi pervades the Vyashtihi. Therefore, Samashti obtains in every Vyashti. Samashti Sukshma Shariram obtains in every as Vyashti Sukshma Shariram, in every individual. Samashti Sukshma Shariram obtains in every individual as Vyashti Sukshma Shariram. It is the Sukshma Shariram which gives life for this Thula Shariram. Just as Vyashti Sukshma Shariram, the individual subtle body, gives life for the individual gross body, so also Samashti Pranaha is the life of the entire gross manifestation. Subtle manifestation is the life, the support of the entire gross manifestation. See, all the natural phenomena, including the elements, all the natural phenomena, such as the elements, should not be taken into account without the Adhishthana Chaitanyam. Very important line you have to remember. Okay? Any natural phenomenon should be counted along with the Adhishthana Chaitanyam. Adhishthana Chaitanyam, use the same Sanskrit word, that's the best word. Any phenomenon, which means no phenomenon should be counted without the Adhishthana Chaitanyam. Take it into account. Take it into account. Like this. They counted in the sense what? Taken into account. See, it means you have to see any phenomenon. Don't take it as a mere phenomenon. See that phenomenon being inseparable from the Adhishthana Chaitanya. Because that we don't see. Because we don't know. See, if you look at the phenomenon, any phenomenon, as a mere phenomenon, it is a gross matter, inert matter. If you look at the phenomenon with the as a Adhishthana Chaitanyam, you cannot say, look at it as a illumination of consciousness. Then it is a Devata. how to look at everything as Devata. See, you have to see everything as manifestation of knowledge. Can you see that? All these are at least living beings you can see easily. It is easy for you to look at living beings as at least some Devata, you can say. Devata, Devaha means what? Because the word Deva, always you cut it with Bhagavan only, isn't it? Some lifeless forms, Murtis, Buddhi. But now you have to reorientation is important now. You have to really give, reorientation is important. Devata, Devaha means you see every object, inanimate or inanimate, sentient or insentient, everything is inseparably with its Adhishtana Chaitanyam. So when you appreciate this fact of everything being inseparable from Adhishtana Chaitanyam, then it is easy for you to look at everything as Devata. That Buddhi must have only then Ayudha Puja day, what? You can just buy, especially in Tamil Nadu we do very well. Of course, North also they do, I think. But in Tamil Nadu we do very well. Actually, nut to bolt, everything will have Puja that day. Really, everything, Navaratri time, Ayudha Puja comes. Saraswati Puja, you will see here. You will see all the vehicles will have malas. Nice time, I can show you all, really. Every bus, car, and then every cycle, everything will have Puja, Kukkum, Tilakam, and everything. Why? Because for you, it is not just an iron. It's a piece of, some metal. Isn't it? Everything is what? Adhishtana Chaitanyam. So you can see Adhishtana Chaitanyam only when you see Adhishtana Chaitanyam as very you. Until then, what you do? So Upanishad helps us. Look at it as Devata, 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 Devaha. Isn't it? How to look at it as Bhagavan? Nothing is taken for granted. Everything is highly revered as manifestation of Bhagavan, as knowledge. There is no Bhagavan other than knowledge. That is made very clear. Anyway, so to cite this now, second. Now, the second, I gave the name, no? The Vaidarbhihi. Okay, the second chapter presents the question, the second disciple, Bhargavaha, Vaidarbhihi. And he puts three questions. What is the first question? I think you wrote the question, no? Yeah, I wrote the questions. So how many principles are devas support, sustain the body, keeping it integrated, holding it integrated? Okay, one first question. And the second question, which are all the devatas, or which devatas exhibiting their glories proclaim their superiority? Look at the story, okay, that's where the question comes. So that physically there's no devata comes and proclaims, okay. The very question is what? As if this boy knows, the student knows already, they come and proclaim the superiority, isn't it? This is a presentation. Then the third question is, which is the principle exalted of all of them? Which is the most exalted principle of, which is the most exalted principle? There's three questions. So Pippalada's answer is given in the second mantra. The answer comes. He does not mention all the 24, but he gives his upalakshana for it. So one, two he mentions. So totally you can say 24. Totally 24. There are 24 principles. Or you can say Chaturvimshati Tattvani or Chaturvimshati Devaha. Chaturvimshati, 24. Answer for the first question. Now, if you leave the prana, it will be 19, okay? So, of the 24, except the prana, 5 pranas, 19 devas, okay, 19 of them, 19 principles, claim their superiority. So, all these devas, all these principles are personified here, and it is presented as though they claim their superiority. In the form of story is presented. And the important, the meaning of the important words to be understood here, avashtabhya, learned word, okay, in second mantra, the meaning of the word to be understood here, avashtabhya, 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 vidharayamaha, vidharayamaha, avashtabhya, vidharayamaha. That's what I'm telling. Avashtabhya, vidharayamaha, the two words to be understood here. No? So all these 19 principles, when they claim their superiority, being personified, when they are presented to be claiming their superiority as personified beings, they use this expression, avashtabhya vidharayamaha. Okay? So, vidharayamaha, I already told you. Vidharayamaha means we sustain holding them integrated. Sustain, we sustain support, hold them integrated. How do we know that? The word avashtabhya. Take your avashtabhya. I'll tell you this. She's unnecessary grammatical information, but doesn't matter, better know this. Okay? Avashtabhya. Take your avashtabhya separately. Avashtabhya is an indeclinable participle. Avashtabhya, like indeclinable participle. Ava is a prefix. Then, stha. There, the word stambaha, remember? Stambaha, stump, isn't it? The stambaha, pillar, post, stump, stambaha. Tamil kambu, stambaha. Actually, it's the noun has come from that root only, same. Stambaha. See, stambaha is always for what? Supporting. Any stamba is for support. Stambaha is something which is kept to as a support. Yeah, thun, element. So here, avastambaha. So avastabhya, the avashtabhya means, avas and ava only reveals what? No, holding it together. Avashtabhya means what? Holding all the, isn't it? All the holding, all the spare parts together, like a glue, holding all of them together, integrating them together, that which supports, sustains. So we sustain the physical body, holding them together as an integrated one. Very important meaning, isn't it? So, they all claim. And the next word you need to know is Banam. I told you. Isn't it? Banam. Why body is called Banam? Actually, usually the word Banam, sometimes in Sanskritam, you can change Va for Ba. Vanam is the word actually. Vanam. This come from the root va, vati. No? So vati means what? Actually smells, blows also, but here it means stinks. So that which stinks and that which goes, gachati. See, in the grammar you say va pa yoho abhedaha. There's no difference in va and pa. You know, sometimes people, some people they use for, you know, if you say vishwas, they'll say biswas. No, one state in India, vishwas means a biswas. You know, Vishnu is a Vishnu. For all va, they use ba only. So maybe, we don't know, but here, va and par, you can change. So here, vanam, so here, actually, gati gandana arthe. It means two meanings are given. One meaning is vanam. Body is called vanam because that which goes, that which is subject to fall apart or go away. That which is subject to get disintegrated. That's why it's called vanam. Popol. Then that which also, because the physical body being what now? The product of elements, isn't it? The earth element, mainly. It's also what now? The earth smells. So body also smells. Gandavati Prithvi. Earth has smells. So mainly the physical body stands for also what now? Earth. Therefore it stinks. That's the meaning vanam. The two words you understood. Important words. That's all. So, actually, avashtabhya vidharyamaha. Together I want to give. The word vidharyamaha itself means what? We support, no? We sustain. We hold the body together. But to make it expressive, the avashtabhya also makes the meaning of the word vidharyamaha complete. It makes the word expressive, isn't it? Avashtabhya vidharyamaha means holding the body together, keeping it integrated, we sustain. We have taken a lot of time to understand this, isn't it? It's clear? Okay. So the first two questions are answered in this. So totally 624 devas, only 19 of them claim their superiority. The actually superior, the actually exalted prana, keeping low profile, keeps quiet. Okay? When they all claim, and the prana comes into the picture. Kaha varishtaha, that is said now. Varishtaha pranaha. So the third mantra, the teacher gives the answer, the third mantra. Varishtaha pranaha. Who varishtaha means? Varaha variyan varishtaha. Varishtaha, the exalted pranaha. Pranaha is the really exalted of all the devas. Because without the support of prana, no other power can sustain, survive. Varishtaha. So the teacher tells the student, as if the prana itself is talking to the other devas, that he says, may you not be deluded. We understand this fact. It is I, he says actually, panchadha atmanam vibhajya, dividing myself into fivefold factors, fivefold tattvams, is I alone sustain the body, maintain, support the body, keep the body alive. I dividing myself into fivefold tattvams, keep the body alive. Who says this? Prana says. Prana says to whom? Other 19. Separate the five and then tells all the five. That is given in the third mantra. The fourth mantra reveals how the other devas understood the prana being the exalted of all the devas. See, now you can say, suppose what is chintana shakti, thinking power? You can say prana. Veshti prana. What is buddhi shakti? Prana, you can say. What is indriya shakti? What is the seeing power? Manifestation of? No? Again you can say what? The prana shakti. What is hearing power? Prana shakti. You can say all these powers are what now? Manifest expressions of the prana only, prana shakti only. At the relative level, absolutely we say consciousness, that's a different thing. Relative level, relative plane, we can say all these powers are manifestations, expressions of the prana shakti. Isn't it? Even any living being is called pranihi. You know why? Pranaha asya asti iti pranihi. Why an animal is called prani? Any living being is called prani. Jantuhu, pranihi, etc. we say. Is it? Pranihi means what? Anything which breathes is a prani. Prana is the prani. We don't use any other terms, you see. We don't mention a living being by saying something else. That which has a mind is, no. We only say prana, pranihi. Pranihi means any living creature which breathes, is it? It's called prani. Which is prana is, prana in fact is the expression of life. Prana is expression of life. Without prana there is no life, isn't it? You can't maintain the life. It's a prana. Therefore, the fifth mantra onwards, again, this is fifth to the 13th, the pranasya stutihi comes. Pranastutihi. So if it is this, even in the vyashti, we appreciate, it's okay. Here it is a samashti prana. We have to understand, we can understand samashti prana shakti, isn't it? We have to appreciate the glory of yashti prana first. Then you can appreciate the, extend it the same thing to the samashti and appreciate the glory of samashti prana also. Suppose how you say, now my chintana shakti is yashti prana shakti, my buddhi shakti is prana shakti, my indriya shakti is prana shakti, everything is prana shakti you say. The same way, you can say what any atomic energy, electromagnetic energy, anything is what? Samashti prana. We don't see when a physicist looks at it as a just inert energy, isn't it? For him, everything is inert matter. For us, every shakti is what? Samashti prana. This itself, you must have got it already, you must be able to see how everything is, the knowledge, that everything is life. Life means you have to see first prana shakti. We don't look at anything as, whether it is electromagnetic power or nuclear power, whether it is plant energy, anything you look at, everything is what? Everything is samashti prana shakti. You understand vyashti prana being the power behind the entire grass, some total gross manifestation, like how you understand the vyashti prana being the power behind the subtle individual gross system. That is very important. Okay, now the stuti begins from the fifth mantra, but here all the mantras you need to write the meanings. Fifth onwards. Okay? Now we just take this fifth mantra. I will tell the words. You can write down. If you have the book, you can follow also. Yeshaha agnihi. Yeshaha. This you can write down. Yeshaha agnihi. I'm spitting the mantra. Okay. Yeshaha agnihi. Tapati. Yeshaha suryaha. Yeshaha, okay, can say agnihi. Tapati. Yeshaha suryaha. ஏஷக பர்ஜன்யஹ பர்ஜன்யஹ ஏஷக பர்ஜன்யஹ மகவான் ஏஷக மகவான் 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 ஏஷக வாயுஹு I am giving the prose order, okay? I'm not writing. Actually, I want you to learn the words alone. Eshaha agnihi tapati, eshaha suryaha, eshaha parjanyaha, eshaha magavan, eshaha vayuhu. Eshaha vayuhu. Then, eshaha prithivi, eshaha prithivi, ரயிஹி ஏஷஹ ரயிஹி ரயிஹி ஏஷஹ இஸ் ஏஷஹ தேவஹ ஏஷஹ தேவஹ ரயிஹி ஏஷஹ தேவஹ ரயிஹி தென் ஏஷஹ தேவஹ சத் சத் கமா அசத் கமா அமிர்தம் 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 சத்து அசத்து அமிர்தம் ஓகே சி இந்த ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா Just the first, no, the in pranastutihi, pranastutihi means which pranastutihi? Here, Hiranyagarbha is glory. Hiranyagarbha's glory is presented as the samashti prana. Hiranyagarbha as a samashti prana is glorified in these verses. Hiranya Garbha as total prana is glorified here. It's okay? Now how you understood individually, when you understood the individual prana shakti as what now? It is the individual prana shakti which is in the form of seeing power, which is in the form of hearing power, which is in the form of thinking power. Like that, here you say, it is the samashti prana shakti hi. It is the Hiranyagarbha Samashti Pranaha alone is in the form of what? Fire. What is fire? Agni Devata. Who is Agnihi? The burning power in the Agni. What is that power? What is that which makes the fire remain as fire? What gives the fire the capacity to burn, the capacity to shine? Is what? It is the samashti prana which is in the form of the burning power of the fire, which is in the form of the very Agni Devata. Who is Agni? Samashti prana. Agni is one Devata which is what now? Samashti prana. Isn't it? Now, Eshaha Suryaha. Then it is the samashti prana which alone is shining in the form of the sun. Which is shining in the form of the sun. Who is Surya Devata? It is Samashti Prana. The Hiranya Garbha in the form of Samashti Prana alone is shining in the form of the Surya. Surya Shakti is what? Surya Shakti is Samashti Prana Shakti. Agni Shakti is what? Samashti prana shakti. You understand now? You have to understand the Vyashti. From Vyashti you have to appreciate the Samashti also. The sun. Then Parjanyaha. Again, the most beautiful phenomenon to be understood is what? Rains. Can we make the rains come? Isn't it? Parjanyaha means what? Rain water. Rains actually. It is the samashti prana shakti it is Hiranya Garbha, Indihuma Samashti Prana, whose Dhamma what? Rains. So when you see the rain water, it is Virat, understand? But what makes the rain fall, happen? Samashti Prana. See, you have to appreciate, you can't, subtle you cannot appreciate, isn't it? You have to see the subtle power behind every gross form. You see the solar system, you see the sun, but what is the sun, what does the sun stand for? Shining, brilliance, the light. What makes the sun a sun? Its power. The power is what? Samashti Prana Shakti. Hiranyagarbha. Now you are really understanding Hiranyagarbha. Don't you? Isn't it? Simply Samashti Prana. Samashti means what? You first you understand Vashti Prana, your own prana you understand. Differentiate the prana from other subtle factors and how it contributes for the functioning of all of them. In the same way, Samashti contributes for the whole entire grass universe is supported by what? Samashti. The Hiranyagarbha Indihuma Samashti Prana. So that's why the first mantra says what? Esho Agnistapatyesha Surya Esha Parjanyo Magavan Esha Vayuhu. Nice to read like this, isn't it? But you need to get the meaning anyway. So Eshaha Suryaha. I want to teach you all the book comes. Eshaha Suryaha. Eshaha Parjanyaha. Parjanyaha, better learn another. Vrishtihi is another word. Parjanyaha means rain water. Rains. It is the Hiranyagarbha in the form of Samashti Prana, in the form of what? Rains. Maghavan. Maghavan means actually protector. Palayita. Indraha. So remaining as the very protector, one who protects everything is what? All this. Just as your prana protects your physical body, same way Samashti Hiranyagarbha as Samashti Pranaha protects the entire gross manifestation. Maghavan means Indraha. Indraha in this context means what? The protector. How does Samashti Prana protect the entire gross manifestation? You know how your Vashti Prana protects your grass form. Is it that way? Magavan and Eshaha Vayuhu. Eshaha Vayuhu. Actually, so many. There is difference also. See, avahaha, pravahaha, so prachandaha, we have many kinds of vayu. You know, gentle breeze. The day you arrived, you saw. That is what? Prachandaha, prachanda vayu, avahaha, pravahaha, push. They come down, not gentle, but forcefully the wind can come and push you. You don't need to walk, okay? You stand there, the wind will push you. Have you experienced that? The pushing, the forcefully pushing vayu, it's called pravahaha. Avahaha, gentle breeze which comes and touches you and goes. And then prachandaha, it bring everything, all the sand and soil, everything, it will make you dusty, everything dusty, isn't it? Prachandaha, like that, we have different types of vayu. No. How? Who makes the vayu do all that? What is that? It is the samashti pranaha. Don't take vayu here, okay? Prana means think of the vayu. By samashti, it is the samashti prana shakti. Prana is just the shakti here. Samashti prana shakti, which makes the wind also function in different ways. They enjoy different names as avahaha, pravahaha, etc. I am not giving. It's all from Shankara's commentary, okay? Mantra you can't find this. The names are given by Shankara in his commentary. Yeshaha vayuhu avaha pravahadi bedaha. Shankara gives, you can see the 36th page number, Ravi. Anyway, now next one. Prithivi kincha yeshaha prithivi. What about the prithivi, mother earth? The grass, mother earth, you see, but what it is, samashti prana shakti, which makes the mother earth the yielder, isn't it, of all the vegetation, all the plants, all the crops, all the food. We say mother earth gives us food. That's true. How mother earth by itself, no? What is that samashti? It is a samashti. Hiranyagarbha in the form of samashti prana alone, or no, is in the form of mother earth. Why we call earth mother? The one who feeds all the living creatures. That is why in Tiruvannamalai, Devi's name is Apita Kuchamba. One who feeds all the living beings is who now? Earth. Where is the food? Coming from earth. How does that earth enjoy the name of mother earth? Because of its capacity to yield, isn't it? Of crops and vegetation, plants. What is it which makes? Who is that? What is the energy behind it? Shakti behind it? It is Hiranyagarbha in the form of samashti prana alone. In the form of earth also. Who is, what is earth? Grass earth. If you ask, who is this person? Who is this person? You say, who is this person? Peter. Peter, who, what is it? It's the prana is in the form of Peter. Minus, where is from Dayananda Saraswati? Now picture, isn't it? In the prana, who was in the form of Dayananda Saraswati. The prana gone. Dayananda Saraswati is sitting there now. One as one with the elements. Disintegrated. Isn't it? Therefore, what gives you, what shapes you? What function, isn't it? So therefore, it is samashti prana in the form of the earth. There cannot be something called, without the prana, there cannot be somebody called Peter, somebody called Diana Saraswati, somebody called individually. Without the vyashti prana, there cannot be somebody with the name and form. Same way, without the samashti prana, Hiranyagarbha, Indi, samashti prana, there cannot be some grass phenomenon called earth, there cannot be grass phenomenon called sun, grass phenomenon called, there cannot be any grass phenomenon without the subtle phenomenon in terms of Hiranyagarbha in the form of samashti prana. I think I made it very clear. Huh? Repeat it.
No, the abstraction. See, understand samashti, the understanding is prana is the understanding that you should already get, but I'm not able to see the levels of abstraction there. The
relative level. Relative.
The understanding is Hiranyagarbha, the understanding is prana. The difference in subtlety, I'm not able to see. At the Vaishnavi level, yes, prana I can see versus the next level. At the Samashti level, that subtlety.
That's why. That's the Upanishad wants us to understand. Yeah, that is why repetition is a must. See, this one over and doesn't come. That is why many times when you study this, you had thinking. We never thought like this, no? This Upanishad makes you see something differently. Every Upanishad has something to give. It's a stone. Something beautiful, isn't it? See, what is samashti prana? See, samashti. Your own vyashti sukshma you can't appreciate. See, I understand vyashti prana, vyashti sukshma shariram, an individual, how? only through its expression.
Yes.
There's no sight. You can't perceive the sukshma. That's why it's called sukshma. There's no perception, but the appreciation of sukshma in it through its expression, in the gross form. In the same way, every gross phenomenon has what? No. Through every gross phenomenon, there is expression of samashti prana. Very difficult to. That's why mind.
No, appreciating is prana.
That is why Ishvara only. Don't interrupt. Yeah. See, when I say samashti prana, yeah. Samashti prana is Ishvara. Samashti prana is Hiranyagarbha.
Yes.
See, one aspect you take and understand. See, Hiranyagarbha means what? Samashti sukshma sharira upahitam chaitanyam is Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha. But here, of all the factors also, of all subtle factors, which is more exalted? That is why this whole story is presented like the fact is revealed here, none of our story. All the subtle factors, they claim the superiority. We only sustain the body. Actually, prana comes and tells what, come on, shut up all of you. It is I who sustain this body. He tells that, isn't it? Now, you understand the Vashti, from there you extend it to Samashti also. No? Shakti only. It is not a Vayu as such. That's why here Vayu Devatas was included here. Have you noticed? See, Samashti Shakti, you say. See, relative plane we are discussing now. Absolute plane we have to go to Brahma, Parambrahma. Now, at the relative plane we are discussing now. See, Samashti Pranaha is Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is not only Samashti Prana.
Yes.
Samashti Pranaha, Samashti Manaha, and then samashti buddhihi, samashti indriyani, what now? Hiranyagarbha. So I'll tell you one thing, a simple thing. You take this, now samashti sukshma shariram, first is sukshma shariram into koshas. Sukshma shariram, divide the sukshma shariram into three koshas. As what? As pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha. These three layers of personality, All of them have come. So, sense organs plus intellect, vijnanamayaha. Sense organs plus mind, manomayaha. Then pranas and karmendriyani, pranamayaha. Now, we separate this here. What is the vijnanamayaha? Is jnana shakti. Expression of jnana shakti. And manomayaha, iccha shakti. And pranamaya is a kriya shakti. Now, all the three put together is what? Samashti Shakti. Isn't it? Iccha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti, together is what? Put together. Now, include that now. Samashti Kriya Shakti, Samashti Jnana Shakti, Samashti Iccha Shakti, put together is what? Totality of all the three powers is what? Omnipotence. Sarva Shakti. Sarva Shakti is called omnipotence. The one who is endowed with omnipotence is who? Omnipotent, almighty, Hiranyagarbha. Isn't it? Therefore, if one aspect of Hiranyagarbha is not only Samashti Prana. Hiranyagarbha is omnipotence. But of the three also, we say, if you say here, but Samashti Prana Shakti is Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Indra Shakti is Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Iccha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti, everything is what? Samashti Shakti is what? Hiranyagarbha only. Samashti Shakti, Hiranyagarbha. So there we say exalt is the Prana Shakti, you take it. So when you appreciate it here, just as first we always understand a Vyashti, from Vyashti extend it to Samashti. You can never appreciate Samashti otherwise. Without your Prana Shakti, nothing will work. In the same way, what is that life force? Because we are not able to see the life force behind the inanimate. That is the problem. That is why we
appreciate that.
That is why that buddhi has to go. That is open is working. Nothing is jadam here. The jadam, chetana, achetana, everything is chaitanyam only. See, where there's a manifestation, without the manifestation, reality is. You know, let me not go beyond, out of the subject matter now. Let me tell you one thing. See, the very first mantra is what now? It is called Samashti. See, Hiranyagarbha Stutihi as Samashti Pranaha. Stuti of Hiranyagarbha as Samashti Pranaha is presented here in these eight mantras. The first mantra tells what now? Everything it has come from, you know, Esha Eshognis Tapatyesha Surya Esha Parjanyo Magavan Esha Vayuhu Esha Prithivira Yirdeva Hadasachamrutam Chayat Esha Agnihi Tapati. It is this Samashti Pranaha Hiranyagarbha in the form of Samashti Pranaha alone is there as what? Agni Shakti is Hiranyagarbha Prana Shakti. Samashti Prana Shakti. Then Surya Shakti is what? Hiranyagarbha Samashti Prana Shakti. Parjanyaha rains, isn't it? What is the rain? What the rains can do? What is the rain actually? So it is, rains also is actually expression of Samashti Prana Shakti. So every gross phenomenon is what now? Expression of Samashti Hiranyagarbha in him, Samashti Prana Shakti only. See the subtle behind every gross living being. In the same way, see the Samashti Prana behind every grass form also. That, see, the difficulty is where life is, we are able to see. Where there is no life, very difficult to see for us, isn't it? Prana Shakti means not that breath must be there. Shakti, just see it as an energy, isn't it? Not the breath, don't think only the breathing here, life there. Okay, don't see, the thing is you really literally want life everywhere. The life is not, they're not able to appreciate it. Okay, then Magavan means what? Magavan literally means Indraha, Indra Devata, but here Magavan is a palai, protector of all beings. Then Vayuhu. So the different types of Vayu as Avahaha, as Pravahaha, as Prachandaha, no, all that is all what now? Actually it is the Samashti Pranaha, Hiranyagarbha, in Samashti Prana alone is the Vayu also. Esha Prithivi. What is Mother Earth then? It is Samashti Prana, which is in the form of Prithivi, Devata. Yesha Devaha Raihi. So Yesha Devaha means it is this Samashti Pranaha, Hiranyagarbha Samashti Prana alone is in the form of Raihi. Raihi here means moon. What is moon for us? How to see all of them as sun, moon, everything together as one? Look at everything as Hiranyagarbha. Prajapatihi. Already given orientation already. Raihi, everything is. Raihi, here is moon. Who is moon? You differentiate moon from sun. But when you look at moon as what? Moon also is Samashti Pranaha Hiranyagarbha. Sat. Sat here means subtle. Not satta satta. That's sat here. In this context, sat means subtle forms. It is Samashti Pranaha, Hiranyagarbha and Samashti Prana alone in the form of all subtle, imperceptible factors. Asat. Asat means gross in this context. No. Yeshaha, the Devaha is adjective for Samashti Prana. So Yeshaha Devaha, it is this Hiranyagarbha in of Samashti Prana alone is in the form of a moon, Raihi. Then Sat means in this context, Sat does not mean real. In this context, Sat means subtle or formless. Asat means tuch, gross. All subtle forms and gross forms, whatever now is available here, everything is what? Samashti pranaha, Hiranyagarbha, samashti prana. Then amritam. Amrita means the food of all the devas. The food of all the devas. All the phenomena. See, literally amrita means nectar. But in this context, amrita means, Shankara Bhagavata says, devanam siti karanam amritam annam. Amritam is, yeah. Food of, yeah, samashti, iti samashti pranaha, Hiranyagarbha is the food of all the devas. Yeah. Siti karanam annam also, yeah. Life of everything. Got it now? In doubts? Any So first mantra is over. One stuti mantra is over. We can say, see, Hiranyagarbha in the form of samashti prana is repository of all the powers, all the shaktis. Sarva shakti mat, sarva shaktiman Hiranyagarbha. See, all powers, in Ishvara, when you say Antaryamishvara, there what happens? Unmanifest. Manifest is what? Hiranyagarbha. But the powers manifest, when expressed is what? Unmanifest powers is Ishvara. Powers manifest is Hiranyagarbha. Manifest powers expressed is what? Virat. Got it? Hope you understood now. Powers, power unmanifest. When the powers are unmanifest, Ishvara, Antaryami Ishvara, Shiva. When the powers manifest, Hiranyagarbha. The manifest powers expressed is what? Expressed and experienced is what? Virat. Yeah, Maya is unmanifest. Maya unmanifest anama. See, powers, all the powers, unmanifest is what? All the powers unmanifest is Maya. So powers manifest is what? Hiranyagarbha. The manifest powers also expressed is what? Manifest becoming, expressed means available for experience and enjoyment is what? Virat. Then Vishnu. Vishnu, Brahma, Shiva. That made it's very clear, no? See, it's very subtle. That's why I'm not interested in just finishing the class, lecturing and going away. I want to really see this fact. See, I tell you one thing. In sleep, let us analyze our own deep sleep state. In sleep, all the powers are there. Seeing power is there or not? Seeing power is, hearing power is, all the powers are. But in sleep they are all resolved, isn't it? Like that in pralaya, in all the powers are resolved, is non-functional, then what? Maya.